I've released you from your work here. My dad turned toward my mom as he said, Jan, you won't believe what the Lord just said to me. Her immediate response was, No, I will, because the Lord just said the same thing to me. He's released us from our work here. That was the voice of the Lord in 1973. So when it comes to the idea of hearing God's voice, I immediately think of that season in time when my mom and dad first received their marching orders from the Lord, leading to the founding of what we know today as TBN. Those seven unmistakable words resulted in the world's largest and most watched faith and family broadcaster, now reaching more than 175 nations across the earth with inspirational and entertaining programming 24 hours a day in 14 languages and on 32 networks around the globe. But why wouldn't God speak to his children this way? Jesus himself declared, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Contextually, Jesus spoke this to the devil during his desert experience while being tempted with all the kingdoms of this world. But that's how paramount the Word of God is. Some seem to believe that every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God has already been spoken or written in the canonized scriptures. However, I believe such a mindset is shortchanging an eternal God who is still calling things into existence today for those who are willing to listen to the still small voice and follow. Over the years of following him, many of us in Christendom have experienced this truth and understand that God's voice is ongoing and both loving and instructive to his children, very much along the lines of Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Laurie and I experienced this personally when we felt unmistakably called to Hollywood, producing motion pictures by God's grace. One, the Omega Code, to become the Hollywood Reporter's number one independent film of the year. But we also heard it just as clearly when we were abruptly called back out of Hollywood to walk away from the company we'd built and rejoin the staff of TBN, having no idea at the time we would one day be leading the ministry. I truly appreciate Sean's chapter on Prophecy and Life Direction, where he aptly says, Encounters with God help us get in touch with our God-given identity, and our lives naturally change directions as a result. And sometimes, when we are simply walking with God through regular seasons of life, we sense that following his plan means making a massive life change. I'm sure that if you've been walking with God for any length of time, you too have experienced both the regular seasons of life and perhaps the upheaval of massive life change. But one thing is for sure, walking with God and listening to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God in your life is never boring. His ways are higher than ours.